flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7:06. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's a Shaletta show tonight, the abbreviated Sunday night version. That's what I'm going to call it, Jonathan. I'm going to say it's my show because I didn't have a show yesterday. And I missed y'all. I missed being on the air. I missed hanging out with you. I missed having a voice. Jonathan, it is so good to be with you tonight. Thank you so much for being here, for lining up this show for me.
It is what I do. It is why I am here.
Well, you know, I was a producer for a minute, and I did none of that. Somebody told me that was what I was supposed to be doing. I think that was you that had told me that. I do remember that. I do.
No, it wasn't me, because I am newer to lining up guests and everything myself. So, nope, you didn't hear that from me. Nope.
Oh, It was Hammer. But what you did do was you gave me that that booklet. That was so helpful, and I still have that today, of all the things that we're supposed to be doing, the rules we're supposed to be following. I'm not saying I did any of it, but it was helpful to know what I was supposed to be doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your words of compassion in the face of not doing anything that I said.
Child, at least I knew what rules I was breaking. Okay, so you have to tell me. We have not talked since the NCAA tournament. How did your bracket do?
Oh, my bracket. My bracket was DOA after the Sweet 16. Just a real quick synopsis of this. Going into the last 16 teams that were left, I had correctly selected 7 of the last 8 that could remain, and all of the last 4, all the final 4. By the time that the 16 were done, I had 1 of 8 and none of the final 4.
Oh, my.
It wiped me clean.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah, you could use that. That was recycled paper right there. There was nothing you could do with that. The people that you talked to, were most of the brackets busted?
There were a lot of brackets busted early because of Oakland beating Kentucky. That was a huge upset. NC State's run had a lot of people rethinking their brackets. They upset a lot of brackets. But the people that picked Connecticut to win, I said it one way or the other. It was going to be either Connecticut winning or it was going to be a free-for-all. And outside of Connecticut winning, it was pretty much a free-for-all. You had some teams you didn't expect make some deep runs. And so it was just they could not slay the juggernaut, which is Connecticut, before winning their second straight title. So now they go for three in a row. Personally, I hope it doesn't happen, but that's just me.
It was fun watching it, especially the women. Oh my God, the women were just amazing. That was so much fun to see the women, and then to see the draft. And now, you start talking about, who's coming out in this amazing draft class, where they're going to be playing, the jersey selling out, tickets being resold on the black market for how much. It's beautiful to see women's sports expanding like this. I know two people who are having fun watching this, you and Charles Hallman. I know both of you are having a blast.
I heard Mr. Hallman, I think, on Henry Lake's show last week or a couple weeks ago. I heard him recently, and you could hear the joy in his voice following the women's game and the women's tournament.
Yeah, he has lived his whole life for women's sports to be where it is. And he's actually one of the reasons, the way he covers women's sports, how he makes sure to tell those stories that other newspapers and publications overlook. I'm excited for him to have these new stories to tell, to have more people in the press box at these games that he goes to, where oftentimes he's the only one there to cover those women and those stories. So this is fun times for him, and it's been fun times for me. I have had an amazing weekend. My son Andrew Brundage took over the Mall of America today. He had a book launch. Andrew Does His Dance is available now wherever books are sold. And he did a book reading to hundreds of kids and families who have autism. And after that, kids came up and got their books signed. And we passed out wristbands for kids to ride free at Mall of America. And we've had vendors there and, connected people who have children with autism with resources that they can use to help their kids have a better quality of life. And it was so fun. And the cherry on top is that my best friend, LaTanya Land, came in from Houston, Texas, to hang out with us. And she is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And here's the funny thing about the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. It's actually in the basement. She's in the basement at the house, hanging out on the home phone. So that's how this is working. It's beautiful. I told LaTanya today, technology is beautiful. And here's the funny thing. I forgot I was on the radio. I'm thanking God that he dropped it in my spirit, because me and my friend Katie, who used to work with me at KSTP, Saida from church, and her husband, Sean, and the kids, we had just finished the book launch and took over the Mall of America. And we had just had lunch at Johnny Rocket, and we were riding rides. And all of a sudden, I remembered, I'm supposed to be on the radio. Let me hurry up and get home, bathe my kids, see if they need to eat, give them their medicine, because 7:15 is bedtime. 7:15 is bedtime. Look, and LaTanya, we were flying down the highway. Thank the Lord, State Patrol was on break. And we got here just in the nick of time, got hooked up. And LaTanya, I am so happy you are here. So excited to have you on the show. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, LaTanya and I are going to talk all about how she helped Andrew write this book, our friendship, the fun we've had over the years. More on the Sunday night show when we come back. 100 years on the air. What an accomplishment. I am so honored and proud to be a part of this historic legacy that I can say that I was on the air at WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Oh, man, I tell you, I was at the Breakfast Club of Minneapolis yesterday, and I had on one of those I'm a close personal friend of Syd Hartman shirts. You remember we used to have those for sale at the fair, and I lifted one. I snatched it. I lifted it. I didn't pay for it, out of the storage closet, and so I wore it yesterday when I went to the Breakfast Club. And I'm gonna tell you something. I got the VIP treatment. The manager came out and told me how he listened to Syd and loved Chad. And I had several of the customers there, you know, who came over and were asking me about some of the hosts, some of the old hosts, some of the new hosts. And do you know, when I got ready to leave, I don't know who did it, but somebody paid for my breakfast, because I had on that WCCO T-shirt. And I have always known this, but that reminded me that this station means something to a lot of people in our community, like Jim Platton, who's listening right now, like Brenda Grahams, who's listening right now. They're texting and tweeting and DMing me to let me know that they are excited to have me this Sunday night. And I'm excited to be here. I'm also excited that my friend LaTanya Land is visiting me from Houston. She is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We were just at the Mall of America. We had an amazing time because my son Andrew had his book launch there in the rotunda. Honey, this was not Toddler Tuesday. This was all about Andrew. We was on the main stage in the rotunda. We had coloring stations. We had vendors. And LaTanya, you participated in a panel because you, at the back of Andrew's book, offer tips to people, parents, caregivers, and anybody who reads a book about how to support normal developing kids who have autistic siblings. Why was it important for you to be a part of the book?
Well, first, let me just say thank you so much for having me on this show. Or should I say, do we tell Shaletta Brundage no when she wants you to do something? You just fall in line. And here I am. And that's been the case since we were 19, when we first met each other. So, let's just say I know all the things about her. So offline, if there's anybody who wants to know a little something,
Because Jonathan might.
That show.
This is not that show. Jonathan might take you up on that. He got your phone number. He the one who put you online. But girl, let me tell you something. I'm so happy to have you here. If you have an all-purpose friend, you are blessed. LaTanya came in here, and the first thing she did was just relieve me. She did my daughter's hair. She put the kids to bed. She ironed the shirts this morning for us to get ready to go to the Mall of America. She prayed over the babies before they went down. I mean, it was just so nice having a real good friend around who knows you, who knows all about you, who knows where the skeletons are buried in the closet, and loves and supports you anyway. I tell you, girl, you might not come up out that basement. I'm gonna tell you that right now. You might not make it.
Please let me go at some point. But since I'm here, let me just try to answer that question. First, in all honesty, it is definitely a privilege for me to be able to be on this show with my best friend, Shaletta. And when I got the call that Andrew would have a book, I was so excited because the other three siblings already had books. So when she told me about this idea, I'm like, oh, yes, Andrew has a book. Little did I know that I would be asked to contribute the tips. And can I just say, that's stretching me. I'm a school counselor, so I do things in the schoolhouse. I'm comfortable with that. But being on a radio station, doing a live TV show just on Friday, my friend, is stretching me. That's why I said at the beginning, Do you tell Shaletta no? You do not. But in all seriousness, I'm just so excited that I had this opportunity to be able to share my expertise, because this is year 28 for me in education, and I'm just excited to always advocate for all children, but specifically children who face adversities, right? But in this case, Andrew's book, he is not on the spectrum. However, there are a lot of things that he may have missed out on because all the attention had to go to his siblings. But can I tell you something? That Andrew Brundage stepped up to the plate. He was a leader. He understood his assignment, and he is so laid back with it. There are several questions that happened today at the Mall of America, and they were like, well, how do you do it? And he was like, I take it one day at a time. That's what I do. So what I want to do is encourage all the listeners, if you or someone you know has children on the spectrum, and you also have children who are not on the spectrum, please, please, please make sure you give all the children individual time. You may think, oh, this one doesn't have a special needs. They don't have a disability. They don't need me as much. You are incorrect. All of your children need you. They just need you in a different way.
And that's the problem that I had and didn't realize that I had it. Andrew was walking and talking and riding his bike and making his own Eggo waffles and ramen noodles while the other kids couldn't feed themselves. I had to puree their food. They were still in diapers. They couldn't look at me. They couldn't talk or follow simple commands. And so I was pouring so much into them and didn't have really anything left for Andrew.
And like Shaletta said, that happens a lot of times in families where there are special needs children, and then there are those children who are developing at their normal rate and their normal pace. And so families have to be intentional. And a couple of the tips that I shared at the back of the book is just to, one, see the child who is not on the spectrum or the child who doesn't have a special need, see them as an individual. And don't always tie them to their siblings. Like, if you see them, it's okay to ask them things that they like to do. It should not always be, oh, so what are you and your siblings doing? It could be as simple as, if you're a neighbor, hey, can Andrew, since we're talking about Andrew and his new book, can Andrew come out and play and that be okay, that he is able to be a normal child without any ties to his siblings? Does that mean he loves his siblings any less? No, it does not. That just means he knows his place, meaning he has to give and sacrifice for his siblings, but in return, he needs the same sacrifice for him. It just looks different. That's all.
Well, I just cannot thank you enough for being here and supporting our family, these kids. Girl, we are going to so miss you. We are already grieving, and you have not even left town yet. And I have to say, girl, I wish you could have seen the look on your face when it started snowing a little bit on Friday and Saturday.
Ooh,
you were just, your Houston blood was not ready for that.
I was not. And neither were my clothes nor my coat was not ready for that. In Houston, Texas, we have different weather. Our weather is hot. That snow looks pretty. Didn't want any parts of it, but I was thankful that today the sun was out and the temperature rose. I was excited about that.
I know, and I know your coats were excited about that, because, baby, you were layering and putting on and had both heaters going. I said, Lord, give my friend some sunshine. Give her some warm weather, because that's the thing in Minnesota. Sunshine is everything. If we can get that sun out, that temperature will go up 5-10 degrees. But it's when you got those overcast, cloudy days that even, you know, if they say it's 54, windy and overcast, it's a whole whole different 54 when it's sunny and there's no wind. So we had us a nice day today. I hope today made up for that that cold weather you came into on our Friday.
It did, and I'll just say all the love that I got from you, the kids, from Sean, it's been great, especially Cameron, because we had our girl time on yesterday, and we had girl time this morning, so that was awesome.
Oh, she loved that, being the only girl in the house and my busy schedule. She's always with her brothers and her dad, and so to have some girl time, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, that auntie love is just so important. You know, you young and you think, I'm going to just move out of town and I'm going to be away from my family and I'm going to start my own life and do my own thing. And you have kids and you're like, I miss these aunties. I miss having cousins where, you know, my kids could have some family around that they can, you know, go and hang out with and do sleepovers with and get that extra auntie love, which also gives mommy a break. And I don't have that. So, girl, I'm telling you, that's the thing that I have cherished the most is watching you do Cameron's hair and hang out with the kids. And while I'm also doing something else like laundry or mopping or dishes or whatever.
And that's what friends are for. Friends will step in. You don't have to ask. They just see that there's a need and a friend steps in and just does it without looking for anything in return.
Oh, and girl,
that,
I just...
Can I just say I love you as well? You know I support you. I continue to encourage you, and God is going to continue to use you in ways that are seen and unseen, and I am here for the ride to watch him work because God is so good.
Oh, he is good, and all those years ago when we were 19, he gave me you, and I just thank him for that every day. Latonya Land, check her out in the back of Andrew's book, 10 Tips, so you can learn how to support normal developing kids who have special needs siblings. I love you, sister. We'll talk soon.
All right. All right. Love you.
All right. You all sit around.
Care.
We've got more to come. Teach for America Twin Cities is once again bringing a nationally known speaker to Minneapolis for its 2024 Teach for America DEI keynote. Renowned leader and organizer Brittany Packnett Cunningham is going to take the stage at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis at 7 p.m. on the evening of April 25th. She's headlining an event entitled Co-Creating a More Just Minnesota. And I have the pleasure and the honor of talking to Makisha Nation. She is with Teach for America, and she is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Makisha, thank you so much for spending some of your Sunday evening with me.
Imagine a better way to spend my Sunday evening than with you talking about how to create a more just Minnesota.
Okay, now let me just say this. Everybody is rolling back DEI. Every time I turn on the TV, it is, you know, one school in Texas that says this and another organization in Florida that's doing that. And, you know, it is so sad that it seems like all the gains we made after George Floyd are being reversed. And somehow Teach for America is on the front line of making sure diversity, equity, and inclusion is still a part of our everyday conversation. A lot of people who were doing events like this, Makisha, last year, the year before that, and especially the year before that, are now no longer doing these. But Teach for America is. Why?
Because diversity, equity, and inclusion has always been important to our society, our country, and our community. And when the bright lights of a spotlight from a national event have dimmed, it doesn't mean that we should back away from having these really important conversations. What's happening in our education system, our healthcare system? Critical.
And it is so important. It is so critical because you have routinely packed rooms, filled the house so that we could hear from some really important and critical thought leaders in the DEI space with these events that you put on every year. And you have tapped, I just can't believe you got her here, Brittany Packnett Cunningham. And for those people who may have never heard about her before or don't necessarily know who she is, can you give us a little bit about her history and background?
recently. So Brittany Packnett Cunningham, senior leader and executive director at Teach for America. She was also a congressional policy advisor. She's one of the co-founders of Campaign Zero, and she's leveraged kind of her experience in education, management, and policy to work on a broad set of issues from public education to criminal justice. Member of President Obama's Task Force on 21st Century Policing, and she was also on the Ferguson Commission because she was at the forefront of helping so many in the community heal coming out of the Ferguson crisis as well. So what I appreciate about Brittany, which I think will be very helpful to our audience, is that she's going to talk about community building and momentum building for change and impact. So, you know, how can we take collective action together to change the circumstances that we see often find our communities in? And so I think it's going to be a really important conversation that people won't want to miss.
And if folks want to get tickets, how can they purchase them? This event is going to be on April 25th, so it is coming up. I need you all to make sure and go online and get your tickets, because you do not want to hear about this event. You want to be in the room. And the one thing that I love about my listeners here at WCCO Radio is they know that there's always a call to action whenever I'm on the air. And we're not just going to talk about issues that are going on in our community and say, oh, you know, that is horrible. I can't believe that's happening. That is so sad. I wish somebody would do something. The somebody that we know can make a difference is us. And so when we get in this room, we can soak up this information. We can learn and glean this knowledge and also rub elbows and talk to like-minded people who are saying enough is enough. If we're going to make this better for our children and our children's children, then we have to be the ones to do something. So I want to make sure we let people know early and often while I have you on the air how they can get tickets to this event on April 25th.
Well, you can get tickets at theGuthrieTheater.org, and the show is called Co-Creating a More Just Minnesota. Tickets are affordable. There's a standard ticket price for $5. Tickets start at $25 and up, but for $5, you can come and hear this incredible talk from 7 to 8:15 at the Guthrie Theater on Thursday, April 25th. And Shaletta, what's really exciting about this show, the event, there's actually going to be a short film project by local filmmaker Benji Perez Gonzalez, where we talk to a diverse array of local leaders about their experiences on the front line working to create equitable outcomes in health, education, housing, criminal justice, and more. So you really don't want to miss it. It's like a appetizer before Brittany's talk, and it's going to feature so many local leaders that for folks to take the entire event in.
And that is amazing. Benji Perez Gonzalez, you know, he is on the front lines of making sure to reveal the stubborn racial divide in Minnesota across sectors, whether it is housing, healthcare, wealth, as well as in educational outcomes. And I just, you know, being in this space with you, you know, I make sure to do my research and my due diligence, and, you know, only about 50% of kids in Minnesota, in communities of color, are reading at grade level. That is bananas. That is bananas. But I know that to be true, because when we got ready to move back to Minnesota from Texas, we wanted to live in North Minneapolis. And we started looking at the test scores. We started looking at the test scores and what the kids were getting and doing. And we were like, we got to move out here where they got better services for our kids with special needs. And so I love Cottage Grove with all my heart. I'm so happy that we are here. However, you know, if I had a choice, I would be, you know, closer to my church. But I just couldn't. And so, you know, it's something that we need to talk about, because we're not talking about kids in a different state or a different country. We're talking about kids that's right down 94, you know, a 25-30 minute drive. And it shouldn't be that much of a difference in the quality of education that we're providing for them.
The more difficult things about Minnesota is that it's often a tale of two states. Depending on the zip code and the community that you live in, you have different access
Teach for America Twin Cities is once again bringing a nationally known speaker to Minneapolis for its 2024 Teach for America DEI keynote. Renowned leader and organizer Brittany Packnett Cunningham is going to take the stage at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis at 7 p.m. on the evening of April 25th. She's headlining an event entitled Co-Creating a More Just Minnesota. And I have the pleasure and the honor of talking to Makisha Nation. She is with Teach for America, and she is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Makisha, thank you so much for spending some of your Sunday evening with me.
Imagine a better way to spend my Sunday evening than with you talking about how to create a more just Minnesota.
Okay, now let me just say this. Everybody is rolling back DEI. Every time I turn on the TV, it is, one school in Texas that says this and another organization in Florida that's doing that. And, you know, it is so sad that it seems like all the gains we made after George Floyd are being reversed. And somehow Teach for America is on the front line of making sure diversity, equity, and inclusion is still a part of our everyday conversation. A lot of people who were doing events like this, Makisha, last year, the year before that, and especially the year before that, are now no longer doing these. But Teach for America is. Why?
Because diversity, equity, and inclusion has always been important to our society, our country, and our community. And when the bright lights of a spotlight from a national event have dimmed, it doesn't mean that we should back away from having these really important conversations. What's happening in our education system, our healthcare system? Critical.
And it is so important. It is so critical because you have routinely packed rooms, filled the house so that we could hear from some really important and critical thought leaders in the DEI space with these events that you put on every year. And you have tapped, I just can't believe you got her here, Brittany Packnett Cunningham. And for those people who may have never heard about her before or don't necessarily know who she is, can you give us a little bit about her history and background?
Definitely. So Brittany Packnett Cunningham, senior leader and executive director at Teach for America. She was also a congressional policy advisor. She's one of the co-founders of Campaign Zero, and she's leveraged kind of her experience in education, management, and policy to work on a broad set of issues from public education to criminal justice. Member of President Obama's Task Force on 21st Century Policing. And she was also on the Ferguson Commission because she was at the forefront of helping so many in the community heal coming out of the Ferguson crisis as well. So what I appreciate about Brittany, which I think will be very helpful to our audience, is that she's going to talk about community building and momentum building for change and impact. So, you know, how can we take collective action together to change the circumstances that we see often find our communities in? And so I think it's going to be a really important conversation that people won't want to miss.
And if folks want to get tickets, how can they purchase them? This event is going to be on April 25th, so it is coming up. I need you all to make sure and go online and get your tickets, because you do not want to hear about this event. You want to be in the room. And the one thing that I love about my listeners here at WCCO Radio is they know that there's always a call to action whenever I'm on the air. And we're not just going to talk about issues that are going on in our community and say, oh, you know, that is horrible. I can't believe that's happening. That is so sad. I wish somebody would do something. The somebody that we know can make a difference is us. And so when we get in this room, we can soak up this information. We can learn and glean this knowledge and also rub elbows and talk to like-minded people who are saying enough is enough. If we're going to make this better for our children and our children's children, then we have to be the ones to do something. So I want to make sure we let people know early and often while I have you on the air how they can get tickets to this event on April 25th.
Well, you can get tickets at theguthrietheater.org, and the show is called Co-Creating a More Just Minnesota. Tickets are affordable. There's a standard ticket price for $5. Tickets start at $25 and up, but for $5, you can come in hear this incredible talk from 7 to 8:15 at the Guthrie Theater on Thursday, April 25th. And Shaletta, what's really exciting about this show, the event, there's actually going to be a short film project by local filmmaker Benji Perez Gonzalez, where we talk to a diverse array of local leaders about their experiences on the front line working to create equitable outcomes in health, education, housing, criminal justice, and more. So you really don't want to miss it. It's like a appetizer before Brittany's talk, and it's going to feature so many local leaders that for folks to take the entire event.
And that is amazing. Benji Perez Gonzalez, you know, he is on the front lines of making sure to reveal the stubborn racial divide in Minnesota across sectors, whether it is housing, healthcare, wealth, as well as in educational outcomes. And I just, you know, being in this space with you, you know, I make sure to do my research and my due diligence, and, you know, only about 50% of kids in Minnesota, in communities of color, are reading at grade level. That is bananas. That is bananas. But I know that to be true, because when we got ready to move back to Minnesota from Texas, we wanted to live in North Minneapolis. And we started looking at the test scores. We started looking at the test scores and what the kids were getting and doing. And we were like, we got to move out here where they got better services for our kids with special needs. And so I love Cottage Grove with all my heart. I'm so happy that we are here. However, you know, if I had a choice, I would be, you know, closer to my church. But I just couldn't. And so, you know, it's something that we need to talk about, because we're not talking about kids in a different state or a different country. We're talking about kids that's right down 94, you know, a 25-30 minute drive. And it shouldn't be that much of a difference in the quality of education that we're providing for them.
The more difficult things about Minnesota is that it's often a tale of two states. Depending on the zip code and the community that you live in, you have different access to resources and supports. And so it's really important for us, when it comes to tackling issues like literacy, to understand the importance of the science of reading, what is reflected in their curriculum. Are we teaching reading from a perspective that's really going to help transform the learning of our students? And oftentimes when I talk to educators, they want more training and support and development to accelerate their learning for their students. And so that's part of what we have to talk about as a community. It's not acceptable. Kids should be learning to read from kindergarten to third grade, so that when they're in third grade, they're reading to learn, right? And so as a state, we have to look very, very, very at where there's gaps in our community across the state, where students are not hitting the literacy proficiency that we know they will need, not just for their K-12 journey, but for their journey beyond that. And so there's a lot of folks across our state that are taking this work on, and I'm really, really proud of the work that's happening in multiple communities, not just our Teach for America alumni and core members, but a number of educators have been raising the alarm on the issue for a long time, and we're starting to finally see some action.
Well, the action is taking place on the 25th at 7 p.m. Live at the Guthrie Theater, Teach for America Twin Cities 2024 DEI Keynote, Co-Creating a More Just Minnesota with Brittany Packnick Cunningham. You can get your tickets on the Guthrie Theater website. Just look for Teach for America. And it's amazing that you all are doing this, because the tickets for the event are just $5. And you're intentionally doing this to make it more accessible for people. Folks can get VIP meet and greet tickets for $25 and $50. That includes a post lecture catered reception with Miss Cunningham. But, you know, for folks who want to go and want to be a part, you have made that accessible. Why?
We make this conversation accessible. We want teachers, students, we want folks that work in youth services organization. We want folks that work in the business community, in juvenile justice. We want all of us at the table. Oftentimes when we think about our stubborn and persistent our community, it makes it us pit or communities of color against each other. And what we're saying at Teach for America here is that there are societal factors that are impacting the outcomes for our families And if we can actually work collaboratively to tackle those issues, we can see a whole scale and transformative change. So we want you to be part of that discussion. And thanks to the generous sponsors that we have for this event, accessible to our community, and we want everyone to come. Tell a friend, tell your teacher, tell that person that's always talking to you about educational outcomes or about housing or economic development. This event is for all of us.
Yes, it is. And I hope that all of us are there. Makisha, thank you so much for joining the show. It has been a pleasure talking to you. Have an amazing week.
Take care so much, everyone.
All right. Bye-bye. And you all stick around. There's more to come. It is 7:52, and I have to tell you all, I am on an absolute high. I mean, I'm just floating. I'm levitating. My feet are not touching the ground, because today when I walked into the Mall of America Rotunda at noon and saw my son's photo, a picture of him holding his book, Andrew Does His Dance, on that big giant screen, I am not a crier. I'm not. But that was so overwhelming for me. And I'm so grateful to the folks at Mall of America who saw the vision of supporting Andrew in his book when he went to them to talk to them about making sure that they do something special for children for Autism Awareness Month. And why not partner with our family to do a book reading, and not just a book reading. We had a panel discussion. We had educators there who were helping families understand how to fill out IEPs with schools, where to connect to resources. I tapped 10 vendors, 10 organizations, 10 companies that help families like mine who have kids with autism locate resources, get access to services. Folks like the Fraser Institute, Healthy Meds, Lutheran Social Services, Best Care. They were all there doing their part. And I wanted to make sure that I also had resources for the kids. So, you know, we had Dress Up to Calm Down. That is a young lady here in the Twin Cities who makes costumes for kids with special needs. And it's not just for Halloween. These costumes have that weighted blanket element in them. And so they help those kids calm down while they got their little superhero costume on them. It is adorable. And they brought the costumes and they were trying them on, the kids. And we had a silent disco because sometimes music, a lot of loud music, is overwhelming for kids with autism. So we had 50 headphones and they could put them on and turn it up as loud as they want or down as low as it needed to be. And they just danced up a storm and had a good old time. We were able to provide 50 wristbands for the kids to go over to Nickelodeon Universe and enjoy a ride or two with their families. It was an amazing day. We did yoga. Chantel Booker with Dream in Color, she does yoga classes for a lot of the local universities and some companies and some schools. And so she came and did a special yoga for kids who have special needs. And she actually read Andrew's book. She had those kids so calm. I don't know what she was over there doing, but my kids were falling asleep. I mean, that is a skill. When you got kids who are hyped up on sugar, Mountain Dew, and all kinds of candy at Mall of America, who've been riding on rides in Nick Universe to do yoga and calm down to the point where they're about to fall asleep. Oh, yeah, you're good at what you do. And when you do that, you are really, really good at what you do. And so I am so grateful to all the folks who participated today, who came out. I saw so many people, Katie and Karen, and so many of our fellow autism moms and dads who have kids on the spectrum were there, and they stayed the entire time. And, you know, we laughed together, we cried together, we shared stories. And, you know, one of the things that I said when we were doing our panel discussion is everything that I learned to help my kids, I learned from another mom or another dad who were in my situation, going through what I was going through, experiencing what I experienced. And so that's why I was so happy to see Lisa Tohe and Lisa Dawson and some of my friends who were there today. It was just so amazing. Katie Young was there. And we just had a good old fashioned time. If you missed it, I've got some photos up on my social media pages. But if you're a parent out there and you have a child with autism and you feel like you are alone, you are not. You can always reach me at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. I am talking to parents at 1 and 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning just to let you know that somebody cares. We're here for you. And we'll be right back. It is 7:52 and I have to tell you all, I am on an absolute high. I'm just floating. I'm levitating. My feet are not touching the ground because today when I walked into the Mall of America Rotunda at noon and saw my son's photo, a picture of him holding his book, Andrew Does His Dance, on that big giant screen, I am not a crier. I'm not. But that was so overwhelming for me. And I'm so grateful to the folks at Mall of America who saw the vision of supporting Andrew in his book, when he went to them to talk to them about, making sure that they do something special for children for Autism Awareness Month. And why not partner with our family, to do a book reading, and not just a book reading. We had a panel discussion. We had educators there who were helping families, understand how to fill out IEPs with schools, where to connect to resources. I tapped 10 vendors, 10 organizations, 10 companies that help families like mine who have kids with autism locate resources, get access to services. Folks like the Fraser Institute, Healthy Meds, Lutheran Social Services, Best Care. They were all there doing their part. And I wanted to make sure that I also had resources for the kids. So, you know, we had Dress Up to Calm Down. That is a young lady here in the Twin Cities who makes costumes for kids with special needs. And it's not just for Halloween. These costumes have that weighted blanket element in them. And so they help those kids calm down while they got their little superhero costume on them. It is adorable. And they brought the costumes and they were trying them on, the kids. And we had a silent disco, because sometimes music, a lot of loud music is overwhelming for kids with autism. So we had 50 headphones and they could put them on and turn it up as loud as they want or down as low as it needed to be. And they just danced up a storm and had a good old time. We were able to provide 50 wristbands for the kids to go over to Nickelodeon Universe and enjoy a ride or two with their families. It was an amazing day. We did yoga. Chantel Booker with Dream in Color, she does yoga classes for a lot of the local universities and some companies and some schools. And so she came and did a special yoga for kids who have special needs. And she actually read Andrew's book. She had those kids so calm. I don't know what she was over there doing, but my kids were falling asleep. I mean, that is a skill. When you got kids who are hyped up on sugar, Mountain Dew, and all kinds of candy at Mall of America, who've been riding on rides in Nick Universe to do yoga and calm down to the point where they're about to fall asleep. Oh, yeah, you're good at what you do. And when you do that, you are really, really good at what you do. And so I am so grateful to all the folks who participated today, who came out. I saw so many people, Katie and Karen and so many of our fellow autism moms and dads who have kids on the spectrum were there, and they stayed the entire time. And, you know, we laughed together, we cried together, we shared stories. And, you know, one of the things that I said when we were doing our panel discussion is everything that I learned to help my kids, I learned from another mom. or another dad who were in my situation, going through what I was going through, experiencing what I experienced. And so that's why I was so happy to see Lisa Tohe and Lisa Dawson and some of my friends who were there today. It was just so amazing. Katie Young was there. And we just had a good old-fashioned time. If you missed it, I've got some photos up on my social media pages. But if you're a parent out there and you have a child with autism and you feel like you are alone, you are not. You can always reach me at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. I am talking to parents at 1 and 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning just to let you know that somebody cares. We're here for you. And we'll be right back.